This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. George Harrison, the youngest Beatle, and their lead guitarist, died yesterday in Los Angeles after a long battle with cancer. He was 58 years old.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave now. You know I believe in how.
Harrison's song Something sold more than a million copies when released as a single in 1969. And when the Beatles made their U.S. debut 5 years earlier, polls of American fans listed him as their favorite Beatle. But he was also known as the Quiet Beatle, remaining in the shadows of the more outgoing John Lennon and Paul McCartney. Harrison told the BBC that part of the reason was that they wrote so many good songs.
It was difficult for me to write some sort of crummy song and expect the Beatles to record it, already having such fine material. And also to do a song with the Beatles, it was always a matter of trying to do the song that you thought they'd understand quickest, or the song you could get onto the tape the quickest, so not necessarily the song you thought was the best.
Nevertheless, the Beatles recorded a number of Harrison songs, including I Need You, Taxman, and Here Comes the Sun.
It was written on a nice sunny day in Eric Clapton's garden because we'd been through really hell with business and, you know, it was very heavy. And on that day, I just felt as though I was sagging off, like from school. It was like that. I just didn't come in one day. And just the release.
Here comes the sun.
Harrison's guitar playing was perhaps his most important contribution to the Beatles. Walter Everett is associate professor of music at the University of Michigan School of Music and author of several books on the Beatles as musicians.
His role within the Beatles was one of filling in the corners, adding the little lick here and there, rather than stepping out with a solo. Now, there are exceptions to that. Till There Was You is an example of a beautiful solo that he composed. Originally, he'd played it with electric guitar, but when the Beatles got to recording that for their second album, for some reason it just wasn't sounding right. So Harrison went out and got himself a Spanish classical nylon string guitar, and the solo on that, just incredibly sensitive playing.
One of Harrison's other major contributions to the Beatles was his role in introducing them to Indian music and spirituality. He learned to play the sitar, an Indian stringed instrument, from Ravi Shankar, who credits Harrison with helping to introduce Indian culture to the West.
It made a tremendous impact, especially on the young generation. For them, almost overnight, you know, they started knowing about sitar and myself, because of George Harrison becoming my student, which was good in a way because normally it would have taken us so much more time.
Harrison, in turn, incorporated the sitar into Beatles songs.
Had a girl, or should I say, she once had me. She showed me her room, isn't it good? No, we
Norwegian wood.
Harrison's involvement in Indian music and culture continued after the Beatles broke up. In 1971, he helped organize the Concert for Bangladesh, a benefit for famine relief in the impoverished Asian country that proved to be the prototype for the later Live Aid efforts. But he struggled with his own music. Though the song My Sweet Lord was a hit, it also cost him more than $500,000 after he was found guilty of plagiarizing the Chiffons' 1964 hit, He's So Fine.
I really wanna see.
Harrison moved into movie making, teaming up with Monty Python and producing records for others, something he told the BBC he enjoyed more than being the guitarist with the Beatles.
If I'm a part of the band recording, if I'm playing guitar, then you think so much just about that one part, whereas if you're producing, you can tend to withdraw from that situation and see it from as a whole. You can see like the different parts that make up the record. Mm-hmm. And so it's much nicer, in a way, to produce.
Harrison continued to make his own records, scoring a hit with Got My Mind Set on You. He also joined with Bob Dylan, Roy Orbison, Tom Petty, and Jeff Lynne in the Traveling Wilburys. Yet Harrison told the BBC that he'd always be a Beatle.
The Beatles, you know, are going to go on till they die, you know? I mean, we can't get away from being the Beatles.
George Harrison died yesterday. In a statement, his family said he left this world as he lived in it, conscious of God, fearless of death, and at peace.